In case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Songs that sound the same, because this started yesterday.
Yeah.
So in case you missed it, Lockie, when he came in, we started talking about this song by Olivia Rodrigo. It's the number one song in the country at the moment, called Good For You. And it sounds a lot like this song. Bit of Misery Business by Paramore. So we're talking about how those two songs sounded the same. And I was like, there is that many songs out there that we all know and love that sound pretty much exactly the same. So I thought that maybe I could, you know, bring this to the table and show everyone some songs that sound the same. Shall we get started?
Yeah, let's get started.
Alrighty, here is how we're going to go into Taylor Swift Style.
Yep. A banger.
Absolute banger. Into, just wait for it.
Oh.
This is Cheyenne by Jason Derulo.
Yeah. It's got like the same sort of synths in it, doesn't it? Like that, like, I don't know, like 80s keyboard. I don't know what you call that.
Alright, you ready for the next one that sounds the same?
Here we go.
Daisies, Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Just wait for it.
Wow.
Don't you ever leave me alone.
Which
David
one
Guetta.
Was first there? The David Guetta one.
David Guetta and Bebe Rexha was
Katy
first.
Katy Perry. Jeez, Scandal.
Ooh, I know, a little bit sus there.
That is very similar as well.
All right, this one is crazy similar. She loves
control. Camila Cabello.
Yes, she loves control. Have a listen.
Wow.
Waterfalls, Sia, Pink.
Whoa.
Stargate.
Jeez.
Very similar, that one.
Do pop stars not know how to write their own songs? Like, this is
actually...
Apparently not.
I can explain sampling in regards to another thing, but we're just doing songs that are completely from different eras that sound the same. This one does have a tiny little bit of a language warning in it. It's nothing too bad, but just get prepared for this one.
Language warning.
So, this is Bebe Rexha.
Yep.
And this one... Meredith Brooks. I'm not going to say the name of it.
Pretty
similar.
There you go.
Pretty similar. We've got more. I'm not close to being done yet.
Wow. When you told me yesterday, hey, I've got a few songs that sound the same, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sure there is some. You went to town.
All right, next one. Prisoner, Dua Lipa.
Yeah, I know which one this is going to go into. Yeah.
Physical, Olivia Newton-John.
Now, I don't know, does she sample that? Because even the music videos for that is quite like, you know, it's
possibly
clear that it's like a homage, but yeah, wow.
I could have done some more research into that one. All right, here we go with this one. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. Portugal the Man.
Yep.
Oh, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman, the Marvelettes.
Yeah, they've just sped up that song.
Yes. All right. Are you ready for the last one? And this is quite possibly the biggest ripoff that you have ever heard.
Oh, wow. Big.
This one.
You heard it here first.
This one is big.
Power FM news break.
You ready for it? I go straight to Meghan Trainor. Me too.
Yeah.
We just got a letter.
Close,
oh,
close.
We just got a letter. Meghan Trainor.
Tell me that's not copied.
Going for Blue's Clues. That
one more time.
Is low.
Like, same beat. We're going. Here it is.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter.
I'm actually, I'm traumatized. I'll never listen to that song again.
I'll never watch the Blues Clues the same again.
Oh,
I mean, they changed the host, so that's a whole other controversy, but we won't get into that.